It's me, just Norm. And I am walking this morning. Walking through the Hammock Park Trail. And it is Saturday, January the... What is today? It's the 17th. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So it's January 17th. It's late morning, 10 o'clock-ish, 10:30. And as you heard, I was greeting somebody as I passed by. It looks like this might be air potato cleanup day. There are buckets lined all over the trail with potatoes in them. I thought all this time it was just a leaf with an occasional potato, but these are what they call the Friends of the Hammock. And they're out here in full force with plastic shopping bags and buckets. And what they're doing is something me and the girls did not do. They're going deep into the woods. They're going off the trail. And they're finding lots of potato. These are real potatoes, not just leaves of vegetation. And they're finding a lot of them. I just kind of get a sense of that as I'm walking through here. Maybe somebody will talk to me today. And I'm seeing people gather, and I'm also seeing the buckets just lined up here. I guess to pick up later, I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, I'm going for a walk this morning. I wanted to just kind of get out and move around a little bit today. The temperature is around 48 to 50. It's probably a little bit warmer than that now. I'm wearing a pair of warm-up pants, not leggings, but warm-up track pants, I guess you could call them. I'm wearing a cotton short-sleeve t-shirt, a New York Mets long-sleeve thermal shirt, and a black New York Mets cotton hoodie sweatshirt. And I'm not sweating, and I'm not shaking or chilling either. I'm just right. The sun is splashing down all around me. There is not one cloud, not even a white puffy in the sky. The air is still, and I am here to garner, obtain, and or seek peace and stillness of the soul. I'm walking because tomorrow I'm running. I'm running a half marathon tomorrow, January 18th. It's a local race, but it's one of a series of four that I think I've run every one in that series at one time or another. It's the half-a-thon series. And they are held seasonally. One at Halloween in October down in Fort DeSoto. And then that venue changes to a springtime run at Fort DeSoto, which will be in late March. The other two are in winter. Just before Christmas, there's a holiday half-a-thon that starts in Madeira Beach, along the Gulf beaches, and winds its way north and then inwardly away from the beach to Largo, Florida. And the one that I'm running tomorrow is one I've not run before. It's the first time I've run this one. And it's called the Clearwater Half-a-thon. It starts in downtown Clearwater at Coachman Park near the Clearwater Library. Downtown Clearwater. And it then winds over the bridge to Clearwater Beach. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning.
So as it goes over the beach to over the bridge, I'm sorry, over the bridge to Clearwater Beach, then winds southbound down to Sand Key Park along the Gulf beaches and back for a total of 13.1. It's got two bridges, so it's an out and back, so that's four trips over a bridge, but I've run them before. They're not insurmountable bridges, though we know I tend to like to run the flats of Florida. I don't have the mountainous terrain that Carlos Castillo, the running jackal, has at his disposal. So rather than run or trot today, I thought I'd just kind of get out here and wiggle out the shaky sticks, or shake out the wiggly sticks. Breathe in and out. Look at the sky. Take in the greenery. And slow down after a barbaric couple of weeks of work. I say barbaric because it has been soul and gut wrenching. I have felt as though people have been clawing at, scratching at my soul. I have been drowned in the sea of infirmity and have left my batteries drained, and I am at my low in terms of emotional strength and energy. Not sadness, just emotional strength and energy. It's good to have some self-awareness and understand when you feel like that, or understand when I feel like that, because it creates in me the recognition that I need to find some sense of balance in life. You know, it just kind of, you know, without droning on about woe is me, just, if you're a caring person, and I think probably most of you are, and you truly engage yourself in the empathetic understanding of somebody else's malady, and it assaults the senses in terms of numbers and complexity, and then you take into account that the world is moving so fast.
Yeah, we'll be at 8:30.
I lost my train of thought listening to the other conversations and looking at the bags of potatoes all over the place. Anyway, if you have those awarenesses and you can empathize with me in that the amount of thought and mental energy that I need put into a day in terms of my vocation, other people's feelings, responsibilities, to include the interacting with and the love of my family, who I owe to and want to give to as well, you might then well imagine just a bit of the imbalance and drainage that I'm expressing to you. So there's that. I've just finished walking around Sugarberry Loop, west and east. Now turning onto Skinner and walking eastbound. I'm going to turn right back off on the Klein Trail, as it's a little bit more nestled in the heart of the hammock. I may see some more potato gatherers. Should probably seek to chat with somebody and get some more education on the infamous air potato. Later on today, we're going to... Well, let me back up. At the end of the week, or during the week, my wife has been celebrating, as she does, as is her wont, her birthday but she celebrates it for the whole week. I celebrate mine one day, she celebrates hers a week, but she's entitled to do what she wants. But there is an expectation that I will help to celebrate that birthday throughout the week. And I felt as though I just really haven't been a very cheerful giver of celebration this week. So, anyway, I did what I could. Last night, we went to, get this off my foot here, P.F. Chang's for dinner with the girls. Then we took in a movie. It was a movie called Paddington, about a bear that was come from the dark forests of Peru. Good morning, how are you, sir? It was a little comedy, a little fantasy feature where the bear was taken in by a family in London. It was cute. And, where was I going with that? Oh, and then today, after I finish my walk, if there's enough time, I'm going down to Coachman Park to pick up my race packet. If not, I'll have to do it tomorrow morning. But the race director would rather we do it ahead of time, so there's not so much of a crunch on the staff the day of the race. There's plenty to do the day of a race for a race director, and this guy's like a one-man show. His name is Chris Lauber, and he's quite the giver to the community, for lack of a better phrase. And then after that, we're taking the girls down to St. Pete, because Roselle has an exhibit that's being honored, shown in the Morian Museum. Morian, M-O-R-E-A-N, I believe it's called. I don't know if that's like a chain of museums or if it's just particular to this region, but they do celebrate and honor art from all over the county. This girl's got a talent, I'll tell you that. She's been in more art shows than Kellogg's has cornflakes. And then I'll probably do something after that, I don't know what. Followed by an early to bed night for me. Up early, out to the race. The run, I should say, not the race, because I'm not racing it. I'm just going to line up in the back of the pack and take off and enjoy the atmosphere and the surroundings. Get my 13.1 in. And then we have a massage scheduled later on that afternoon, Sunday afternoon. And then Monday we're off for the holiday. Just coming up on the corner of Oak and Klein. I took a little pause. Using my iPhone, by the way. I don't remember what I was talking about before, so if the thought just suddenly shifted, that's why. Because I was talking and I stopped and I kind of meditated on the line of trail I was seeing. I walked the line, and then the line got divided at Oak and Klein. But anyway, I'm using the iPhone. I didn't bring the Sony with me. I was debating on whether I should just crank up the Spreaker app and make this a live recording. I didn't want to feel limited or beholden to time while I walk the line. And the Spreaker app, let's see. Palm or Klein? Palm, North or South? Let's go. Go north. I don't want to be limited by time, and when you do the live or use the Spreaker app to record on, there's a 30-minute time limit, and I don't want to feel like I needed to fill that up or that I was beholden to it, so just decided to use the voice notes feature on the iPhone, and then I can upload it to either Run Norman or to Spreaker walk breaks. I can get more time if needed. Excuse me, came up a little, my eggs coming up a little bit, like Carlos's porridge does from time to time. But yeah, if I make a 40-minute recording, for example, then I can upload that whole thing to Spreaker on my computer. But to directly record to Spreaker, it limits me to 30 minutes. I've told you all that before. I'm a little nasally. Sorry for that. So now I'm coming back up on Skinner, only a little further down the way. And just really starting to find just a smidgen of settling in my soul. Some more folks up here. It is beautiful and it is quiet. It's just kind of the medicine I needed this morning. Good morning. How are you? There's a couple walking. They're not air potato picking. They're just enjoying the gift and the beauty of this trail. That background stuff you hear is actually somebody's home. Let's listen for a second. Somebody has a house backed up right up against the trail here. It's a beautiful house, big house. And they're listening to NPR News. Wow. What an idyllic life they have, huh? Yeah, you know, that's another thing about the imbalance of what I'm talking about lately. I want to listen to NPR. I want to listen to podcasts. I want to read. I want to enjoy the arts. I want to do some of the other things in life that work has been precluding me from. I mean, look, I know I got to earn a wage. I have to work, but it's been all-encompassing and a bit draining. I just want to be more balanced. Seek to continue to walk the fine line. You know, that walk the line I keep saying is from an old tune I keep hearing pop into my head. It's by Johnny Cash. He sings, "Because you're mine, I walk the line." That's from a movie called Walk the Line that starred Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon as Johnny and June Cash. And if anything, that movie demonstrated not only the life of Johnny Cash, or a portion of it, but boy, how he loved that woman. He loved that woman more than Kellogg's has cornflakes. That's what I came away with from that. I've watched that movie over and over again, and it's got a great, great soundtrack. I think Joaquin Phoenix did the soundtrack himself. Good morning, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good. Somebody walking their dog. And I wonder if they've opened... Nope. Walking down Skinner, I was opening, wondering if they opened this closed off fern trail. It's yellow taped off, and I don't know why. I don't know why it's taken so long for them to reopen it. I don't know what they're doing to it. So you're an air potato hunter, is that what you're doing?
Yes, sir.
You know, I took my daughter up here the other day for a project. She had to do a school project, and she was looking for the air potato leaf, and then I guess there's the actual potato itself.
Mm-hmm.
But we were just walking along the trails here. Some of you guys I see are, like, getting deep into the woods. That's where you find them?
Yeah, that's where they're really growing is, you know, deeper in the woods. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, instead of letting them spread, and then they continue because they're highly invasive.
Is it the potato itself that's the vegetative part that chokes out the other vegetation, or is it the plant,
it's the
leaf?
The plant actually, you know, chokes out the canopy.
Okay.
And then, you know, causes the canopy to fall and stuff like that. Okay. So it's a really prolific grower. And then, of course, you know, once it gets to such a massive size, then it grows a lot of potatoes.
Uh-huh.
They drop, and then they root.
Okay.
So it's just perpetual.
You know, if it makes the canopy fall, is that why I see large limbs and trees falling in here?
Some of it's just natural.
Yeah.
But if you go back into the area where we were just at, you know, there's several large trees that have just come down because of that. Yeah.
I run through here quite a bit today. I'm walking, but I noticed how much more potatoes you guys are getting than what my daughter saw just along the trail here.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's buckets are lined up all along here.
Well, that's good. That's good. I mean, we can fill up almost the whole dumpster with this stuff. So.
How often do you do it?
We do it twice a year. We have, because during the summer and stuff, it's real mosquito-y and things like that, and the vines are growing. But it's really in December we have one, and then in January we'll have one, because the canopy's pretty much cleared out, the understory.
Yeah.
You can see them on the ground real easy.
Do you know if they grow more in the summer than the winter?
Oh, yeah, they grow in the summer.
Okay.
You'll see, because you won't really find a lot of the vines alive at this point in time.
Yeah.
They're basically dead, and they're dropping their potatoes.
Okay.
And then when those potatoes hit the ground and get buried with leaves, then they'll root and just start the whole cycle over again.
Wow.
But we did introduce a air potato beetle into the park. And
what's that?
It's a little bug. It looks almost like
To eat it?
Yeah, it actually eats the leaves.
Uh-huh.
So it stops the plants from really growing to grow the potatoes and all of that. So.
And is there a scientific or a quantitative way to measure if the beetle's being effective?
Well, I don't know if there's really a scientific quantification you could do.
It's kind of subjective whether you're seeing more or less when you come out to pick it.
Or when you see in summer how decimated the actual vines are, because you can readily identify the vines that have been attacked by a beetle. The leaves will look just like lacework, because they eat all of the leaf out between the veins and all of that. So, and actually they've moved. We let them go over here by the Skinner property, or by the Skinner property, and they've actually progressed all the way down to the butterfly garden.
Wow.
So they have migrated.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That is good information.
Yeah.
I'm glad I stopped you.
All right.
Thanks for what you do.
Yes.
Have a good day.
Wow. That was a lot of knowledge. I could have asked him 40 more questions, but I thought that was enough. So they make the canopy fall, and they're responsible for... there's a beautiful swan. I wonder if I can get a picture of it. I gotta get this. He's in the corner of Grant and Skinner. I wonder if he's gonna fly away. Let me... There he goes. Darn it, I wanted to get a picture of that. Anyway, that was some good information. I was gonna start to ask him about the Skinner property. So I'm on Skinner Trail turning south on Grant. But, you know, Skinner is a name that pops up all over Dunedin. There's a Skinner Drive. There's the Skinner property he just mentioned. There's Skinner Trail. He must be a famous Dunedin historical figure, maybe in the development of this city. There's another bird. I gotta get this picture. Let's see if I can get this guy. I'm gonna stop here and zoom my camera in. He's not running away too much. I'm really close by him now. I stopped for a long time to take a picture of him. Let me see if I can do it again. I'm going to pause this. All right, so I got a chance just now to take about a minute video of one of my feathered friends. And good morning. I'm talking to a recorder. I'm not crazy. They liked that, didn't they? There's a nice little couple there. saw one of our feathered friends just kind of peacefully minding his own business next to Curlew Creek. And very, very amenable to me stepping close to him. It was probably... started my video when I was about 10 feet away, maybe 8. And then I got to about, kind of guesstimate, 6 feet away from him before he just flew off just to the other side of the creek. Just enough to give him a little buffer for me. And he allowed me to Hollywood him, take a little video. So, I'm coming up on another bag of potato on the trail. I think what I'll do is I'll turn in on Kettles coming up here. I usually don't take Kettles from this part of the trail. I usually run, well, I'm not even running. I usually run southbound on Grant until I catch the back of the Hammock Park, come up in on Palm, and then scoot on Kettles eastward and come back north on this trail. But I'm going to cut across Kettles heading west, bear back towards Palm, northbound, and then west over towards Sugarberry Loop, and I think that's going to end my walk. That'll probably be about a mile, maybe a little over. I've got Runkeeper running in the background here, and I set her for walking. I didn't set her for hiking because I don't think this is really hiking. I guess, I think we talked about that once before. Hiking has to be a bit of an incline. But, gosh, you just can't ask for a more beautiful day. It's so quiet and peaceful here. Whew. I'll probably walk around back in here all day and lose myself in it. Not on the docket for today. Here's a little trail that's unnamed. It looks, I don't know if it dead ends, but just off of Kettles, it makes a Y, and it looks, let's go here. Let's see if this dead ends or if I can catch something else. I've never been on this one. This is interesting. Yeah, this is a little trail here, a little unnamed trail. It's gonna hook me up with something. A bit muddy here. Note to self, take your shoes off when you get in the house, or Mrs. Rosenberg will be mad. All right, so now, it looks like it does kind of dead end-ish. It brings me into the forest, but there's no designated trail. I see an air potato bucket, but there's no more trail to walk that's delineated. I mean, I could kind of weave my way through, but which way do I go? I'm gonna go back over to Kettles. Because I still want that bear to the west and make my way back to the car. So it was interesting. We should make a trail out of that. I should make a trail out of it. I should pave a trail, shouldn't I? Yeah, right. Well, I think that's all the mumbling I'll do for today. I just wanted to put out a little something, let you know what I was doing. And keep up with the Runnet community, my friends, my circle of four that really care very much about me and have been demonstrating kindness and extending the hand of friendship across the virtual waves of the interweb. Crunch right there is kind of what I seek. I'm all about the crunch. I hear some animals scurrying out of my way as I engage the crunch of the trail. This is a bit of pea gravel and hard-packed dirt. There's no leaves on here. So, anyway. That's enough for me. Just wanted to say hi. Tell you what I was doing. Tell you I love you. And tell you we talk again. So until that time, this is Just Normal. Bye-bye.